Now, the rest of the story. Ronnie West was born to swim. His talent was evident at the age of 6. By the age of 10, he was swimming competitively. 16 and still unbeaten, Ronnie credited his addiction to practice. The coach never had to push him. Ronnie West was British born and bred, but achieving titles in every swimming style and distance, the gifted teenager came to the United States. And today, he swims on the varsity team at Slippery Rock University in Pennsylvania. His specialty is the 200-meter butterfly. Last year, he placed third in the state championships. Next year, he plans to participate in the Olympics in Seoul, Korea. Ronnie currently, right now, holds 5 world records in his sport. Swimming, he says, is his first love and has ruled his life. But this is the rest of the story. Ronnie West did not come to this country as a swimmer. In fact, he was working for an engineering firm in London. He was addressing a Rotary Club meeting there when a visiting professor from Slippery Rock University heard him speak. And the professor was so impressed that he invited Ronnie to study in Pennsylvania, and Ronnie accepted the offer. At Slippery Rock, the football coach invited him to speak to the team, but it was Ronnie who wound up getting motivated. And afterward, he told Coach Desperito that he had played a little soccer back home, that he would like to play football. And the coach eagerly offered Ronnie a tryout, and Ronnie showed up, and he made the team. Now the sports writers are digging deeply into their bags of adjectives, searching for new ways to describe this young Renaissance athlete. After crash-coursing the subtleties of American football into his head, Ronnie took to the field, and football at Slippery Rock may never be the same. Spectators call his performance absolutely awesome. His consistency, his style, his monolithic self-confidence. For you see, it was Ronnie's attitude. It was Ronnie's gung-ho attitude that had initially attracted the American professor visiting in London. It was his attitude, his positive mental attitude, that had Slippery Rock's football coach requesting an inspirational speech for his team. Ronnie West says no matter how far his football career takes him, he'll never give up swimming. So you'll be watching for him in Korea in 88. With his charm, you could be seeing him on television someday. And Ronnie would like that too. But for the time, he is content with his recognition as the number one ranked swimmer of his kind in the world, and the only collegiate football kicker of his kind anywhere. Did I mention that Ronnie West was what we used to call a thalidomide baby? He has competed against the physically challenged and the physically advantaged in sports requiring all of the balance, all of the power, and all of the limbs that one can spare. He has competed in both football as a kicker and in swimming as a champion, and he has triumphed, though he was born without arms. And now you know the rest of the story.